I was almost at a loss for words to talk about Diana Taurasi. I mean, she won the national title 3 times. She won the WNBA title 3 times. She won 6 gold medals. She is the all-time leading scorer in WNBA history. I mean, what do you say? So I bring in somebody who's better at saying stuff about stuff like this. That's Joe D'Ambrosio joining us here in Brian and Company. How was the hockey game last night?
Well, first off, the money you make between there and Channel 3, you can't buy a new car? What's going on with that?
Yeah, listen, you know how modern media is,
yeah,
Joe.
hockey was great. BU's really talented. Went to a shootout. UConn got beat in the shootout 2-0, but they got a point, which will help them in pairwise. And, I mean, people who know a lot more about this stuff than me say they're in to the NCAA tournament, which would be the first time in their Hockey East history. But they've had 2 back-to-back phenomenal games. The main game on Friday, which they won in overtime, was great. And then the BU game last night, the Hudson kid, Cole Hudson, had a goal to tie the game that I'm sure made SportsCenter top 10.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, listen, Coach Kavanaugh is a friend of the show, and we'd be psyched if they made the tournament. That's awesome. I want to talk about Taurasi. I mean, how do you sum her up?
Game changer, maybe the second greatest player in UConn history behind Stewart, because Brianna won 4 titles and Diana won 3. Showman, able to take over a game in a moment's notice, but yet wasn't, you know, her numbers, if you just look at her numbers for her UConn career, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4.5 assists, people say, well, that's not that great. Well, people forget they were blowing everybody out in those games. You know, the amount of times that she played more than 35 minutes in a game wasn't a lot, and just was able to step up in the big moment against the better teams.
Yeah, I mean, let's just look at the 0-1-0-2 team. She had Sue Bird, Swin, Cash, Asia Jones, and Tamika Williams. I mean, it's not like, you know, she was like the – I mean, they had threats all over the place. I'm curious. Right. From a personality standpoint, it seems like she was almost the most – like Gino of any player he ever had.
Sassy, cocky, confident. I think, Brian, those are the words that you would use when talking about D. You know, and people forget this, but her freshman year in the semifinals against Notre Dame at St. Louis, she had one of the all-time worst games in UConn history. She was 1 for 15 from the floor. She was 0 for 11. From 3-point range in a game they led by 15 in the first half and then lost. And they might have won 5 national championships in a row because they'd won in 2000. They were the favorites in 2001. And then, of course, they won the 3 straight 02, 03, 04.
I forgot about that. I did not know.
Yep.
I'm curious about what does a woman like that do from here? She doesn't strike me as a coaching type. I mean, she obviously has got a big personality. Does she go into television? Does she just live her life? Like, I know you don't have any inside scoop on that, but like, what do you see her doing?
Some TV, but not like a Rebecca Lobo type of schedule or a Meg Kumo type of schedule. I think she would do select games. I think she'd be great because she speaks her mind. I think she'd be awesome in the studio. You know, she'd be a raging improvement in the studio over some people ESPN trots out there. But I think whatever she, and if she, look, if she wants to step away from the limelight and just wants to, you know, live with her partner and have a, you know, have a great life, you know, God bless her. But she's such a personality. I can't see her stepping away from it altogether.
Yeah, I agree. But maybe, you know, she'll have some leverage of choice of when and how much and so on. We're talking with Joe D'Ambrosio, of course, does a ton of UConn stuff now, did tons of UConn basketball back in the day, a fixture here at WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm curious, my last sort of question we got to run is, you know, if you did a Rushmore of players, it's and you'd have two male, two female, it sounds like you'd have Brianna and Diana Taurasi on Mount Rushmore, and if that's true, who would be your two males, and is that, who would be the first off Mount Rushmore as a woman if those were the two?
Well, I think Maya Moore. would be, you know, my thought is if I did a Mount Rushmore for the women, it would be Rebecca, Maya, Diana, and Brianna.
And Sue, Sue wouldn't be there.
No, yeah. No, which is unbelievable. Yeah. When you think neither would Tina Charles.
Yeah.
Neither would Nafisa Collier. I mean, they've had so many. Neither would Carol Walters or Jen Rosati. I mean, Nikisha Sales. I mean, look at the players that they've had. You could build a whole city of Mount Rushmore. And for the men, I'd have to say it would be Ray Allen and Kemba. Would be on my men, but then you'd leave a Mecca, you know, would be, and Rip Hamilton would be, you know, Mr. Congeniality.
Man, and you did the international, like the Khalid Al-Amin call. That was you, right? Back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, Khalid, there's been so many great players that it's hard to do. Hey, you're Mr. Red Sox. I was researching this off of Mac and Grid. I know you're going to go. Since 1950, how many no-hitters have the Red Sox had pitched for them?
To them, or have they pitched?
Have they pitched?
I'm going to guess the answer is zero.
No, eight. But I thought that was a stupid low amount.
I don't know. Like, no-hitters, like, it's hard to gauge it. Like, there are some franchises that don't have, like, hardly any, and there are some that have, like, one or two a season. Eight in 75 years.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last one I saw, so I don't know.
John Lester.
That was a while ago.
That was 2014 or so.
I mean, just real quick, Yankees, over-under on 100 wins?
I'd say under. I'd say under because I think there's still too many question marks. And I like what your Red Sox did. I thought bringing Bregman in was fun. I loved Devers' reaction to it. There's your ultimate team player.
Yeah, you would love that. Yeah,
exactly.
We don't love that. Joe D, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, Jack. Be good. See you soon.